Every second Friday, the Kripper Institute, near 38th and Boulevard Place on the Indianapolis North Side, brings a community together to discuss and share ideas over the concept of Afrofuturism. It's a way to both grow and preserve the African-American narrative. Curious Mix contributor Ariana Beatty spent time at one of the recent events.
Our conversation last month, talking about Black Panther and all things Wakanda, and that conversation ran a little long, got a little spirited.
Maurice Broaddus, Afrofuturist writer and facilitator, says Afrofuturism can be used as a tool to analyze the present while looking to the future, where narratives of people of color usually aren't included.
So Afrofuturism was a term that actually I was fairly recently exposed to. I had a short story collection come out last year, as well as a novella from Tor called Buffalo Soldier, which is a steampunk novella. And then all these reviews started referring to me as this up-and-coming Afrofuturist. And I'm like, wait, what? What am I now? And so that was my first introduction to Afrofuturism in that way. Mm-hmm. But for me, Afrofuturism, when I look at the work of Afrofuturism, it's just like me as a, well, not just even me, just as Black creators come to art, period. It doesn't matter if it's music, film, if it's artwork, what have you. When African Americans come to art and to sort of use art to do two things, really, is to critique our present, to critique the world that we live in, critique the situation we find ourselves in. So we do that, but we do it through a lens of this future, a future that we imagine. Because a lot of times we haven't been imagined into the future. If we aren't doing it, we typically aren't imagined into the future.
Each event selects a piece of art that represents the Afrofuturistic movement. This event was titled From Wakanda to Parable of the Sower.
Talking about just how well the movie's done. I think it's made a dollar or two, from what I hear. So at this point, Black Panther's performance, and this is from an article in a Cinema Blend. At this point, Black Panther's performance at the box office has stopped being surprising and is now just impressive. It was number one in the box office for 5 straight weeks. Is now the highest-grossing superhero movie of all time domestically. Is the most tweeted about movie ever. It just passed the unsinkable Titanic to become the third highest-grossing film domestically of all time. The only two movies ahead of it are James Cameron's Avatar and then Star Wars: The Force Awakens. And I just found out that Black Panther will be the first film released in Saudi Arabia in 35 years.
The Kepler Institute, a community-based nonprofit, empowers community to be aware, discover new information, and give tools to neighborhoods to be active community citizens. Imhotep Adisa serves as the executive director.
Of course, Afro, African, Black, African-centered. Futurism is about, for me, it's about telling stories grounded in an African-centered orientation or worldview. So it's an opportunity for people of color, not limited to us, of course, but for us to tell our story, to create our narratives and our visions of the future in reference to how we like the world to be seen and created.
My first brush with Afrofuturism was when I first found Janelle Monáe's music, particularly Queen.
Aguila Nadaraj serves as Climate Justice Equity Fellow and Grant Writer at the Kepra Institute.
Afrofuturism has become, beyond just a space for artistic expression, but also looking at the way in which we view our world from an Afrocentrist perspective and imagining our future is radically different. Because as we see, if you look at mainstream science fiction or speculative fictions, it's quite white. And it begs us, it makes us think, where are we as, people of color, or in this case, Black people, in this future, right? And especially if we're talking about this modern era of people of color, especially Black people in the United States, really building this country and really shaping a lot of this culture and where we are now. How come they are not in this future?
Nadaraj said Growing up watching sci-fi, it was very hard to find narratives of color that made her feel represented.
I think we're in a moment of, a very critical moment of change. As we're, you know, looking at the past and trying to learn from it, but then also trying to be in a mindset of looking at the new.
So I wanted to just leave a couple minutes to see if anyone else had anything else they wanted to talk about that we can all talk about. If you bring it up, we'll go all in, just so you know. But
this is Ariana Beattie for Curious Mix.